听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book two. Lesson 58. Part one. Warming up exercises. Phonetics. Homonyms. A homonym is a word with the same pronunciation as another word, but with a different meaning, origin, and spelling. You will hear a sentence. Which one of the two homonyms in the group fits into the sentence you hear? Circle the letter beside the word you choose.
Can you tell us the principal rules of traffic in your city?
Drivers must look carefully and go slowly until they are past the school.
When a driver sees the sign, he picks up speed.
The man was fined $10 for speeding.
Were you here when the accident happened?
The policemen were surveying the scene of a car accident.
It's not fair to blame him for the accident.
The survivors celebrated their being alive after the train crash.
This is the station where trains from many industrial cities meet.
Many passengers read their newspapers on the subway.
If you take the traffic problem as a whole, you can find a solution.
Who did the teacher explain this exercise to? Part 2. Signs.
These are some of the signs that you see on the roads of Great Britain. Number one is a sign with the number 30 on it. When drivers see this sign, you mustn't go at more than 30 miles an hour. We see this sign when we get to parts of the country where there are many houses and other buildings. For example, when we are getting near a town. 30 miles an hour is the speed limit. Number two is the sign for the end of the speed limit. We're out of the town now and may go at more than 30 miles an hour.
Number three is a sign that we are near a crossroads. That is, a place where two roads cross. We must drive carefully.
Number four is a sign that there's a bend in the road. Again, we must drive slowly and carefully.
Number five is a sign that there's another road coming in from the right. This road joins our road. There's a road junction at this place.
Number six is a sign that there's a hill. And number seven is a sign that the road gets narrow. Drivers must go slowly and carefully.
Number eight shows us a gate. There's a level crossing. This is a place where a railway crosses the road. The road and the railway are at the same level. There's no bridge. A level crossing is a dangerous place. Careful drivers stop or go very slowly. Is the gate across the road open or shut? Is there a train coming?
Number nine has the word school on it. This is a sign that there's a school at the side of the street or road. Perhaps there are children going to school or leaving school. So drivers must look carefully and go slowly until they're past the school building.
Number 10 is a sign with the letter P on it. The letter P is for parking. A parking place is a place where drivers may leave their cars. If the driver of a car wants to leave his car and go to the shops, he looks for this sign. Then he knows that he may leave his car there.
Exercises. What meaning do these road signs carry? Write the key words and phrases in the given spaces.
Part 3.
A road accident. It was raining heavily as I was walking up the hill towards the station at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. At this early hour, there wasn't much traffic, and there weren't many people in sight. Just as I was crossing the road near the top of the hill, a car came round the corner. It was travelling very fast, and the driver was obviously having difficulty in controlling it. Suddenly, it swerved violently, skidded on the wet road, hit a lamppost, and turned over. At once, I ran to the car to assist the driver. But he was unconscious, and there was a lot of blood on his face. A young woman hurried into the station and phoned for an ambulance, while I took care of the driver. A number of other people gathered round the car, but there wasn't a great deal we could do. A policeman arrived a few minutes later and asked me a lot of questions about the accident. Shortly afterwards, the man came round and he was groaning quietly when the ambulance arrived at high speed and rushed him away to hospital. On Monday morning, I went to the hospital to inquire about the man. They told me that his injuries were not serious after all, and that he was rapidly getting over the effects of the accident.
Exercises. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. When did the accident happen? Where did the accident happen? Could you describe the accident? What caused the accident? What happened to the driver? Who ran to the car to assist the driver? Why did the young woman hurry into the station? When did the policeman arrive? What did the policeman do? How serious were the driver's injuries?